Rolling Stone magazine has called Steve Winwood one of the greatest singers of all time. Steve has received honorary doctorate degrees in music from Berklee College of Music, Aston University in Birmingham, England, and from the University of Gloucester. He's been nominated for 11 Grammys, winning 2. Steve was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Traffic in 2014, and the following year, BMI honored him for his, quote, enduring influence on generations of music makers. Steve Winwood wrote and recorded his first hit as the singer for the Spencer Davis Group when he was 15 years old. But he already had been playing live way before that.
I pretty much made my mind up when I was pretty young. I started off sort of playing with my dad's band in 30s and 40s dance music in 1957 or 58.
I know you were 8 when you actually were playing professionally with Dad, right?
When you say professionally, I don't know whether I got more than my sort of pocket money. But yeah. Having said that, I was singing in the church choir. We used to get a shilling a wedding.
Uh-huh.
So that was every Saturday. And, you know, in those days, it was high seasons for weddings. Then 6 or 7 weddings in a day, 6 or 7 shillings was quite good for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
So I've been lucky in as much as I have been able to make some sort of a living at it continuously, which is really, I think, where the luck comes in, because I know there are a lot of very talented people who can struggle just because they seem to be in the wrong place at the wrong time or for various different reasons. So I think I've been lucky, but having said that, it's the only thing I really know how to do.
And boy, does he know how to make music. After the Spencer Davis Group, Steve Winwood went on to form Traffic. Then he joined Eric Clapton to create Blind Faith. Then back to Traffic. But it wasn't the bullet that laid him to rest, was the love spot of High Heel Boy. And then onto a hit-filled solo career. Hi, I'm Dan Meir. Steve Winwood has just released The Greatest Hits Live, a 2-CD or 4-album set with digital download, featuring 23 live performances of songs that span his entire 54-year career. These songs were chosen by Steve and taken from his last 10 years of concerts in which he reimagines these timeless gems. Over the next hour and a half, you will hear Steve take us through as many of these outstanding live performances as we can cram in.
Hi, I'm Steve Winwood. Welcome to The Greatest Hits Live, All Access.
Yeah.
Steve Winwood, The Greatest Hits Live, a stunning new Brazilian funk arrangement of I'm a Man, composed by Steve Winwood and Jimmy Miller. The song was originally a hit in 1967 for the Spencer Davis Group.
When I started playing in the Spencer Davis Group, we were doing covers. We were trying to sound like some old blues records and R&B records that we'd heard at the time. And we were just discovering this fantastic music which was coming out of America, the same as a lot of my contemporaries at the time were doing. But of course, in so doing, could never do it quite faithfully. So in so doing, we were inadvertently creating our own sort of thing from it. And that went on with me for 4 years or more. But then when I left the Spencer Davis Group and started Traffic, we made a conscious decision that we would try and embody different elements of music. We'd still try and keep a sort of bluesy R&B element in there, but we wanted to add other elements like ethnic elements, folk, and some bits of jazz. And we made a conscious decision to actually combine all these different elements of music, even other things like Celtic Irish melodies and Japanese classical music. We were listening to lots of different stuff, trying to find some way that we could inject this into the music we're doing to actually give us a broader palette in which we could then create our own distinctive sound.
You are the one who can.
Mr. Fantasy from Steve Winwood's The Greatest Hits Live, featuring a tremendous guitar solo from Steve. That was the title piece to Traffic's debut in the United States, Mr. Fantasy. Another much-loved Traffic song included on The Greatest Hits Live is Pearly Queen, with lyrics by the late Jim Capaldi.
Pearly kings and queens were these Cockney people that used to dress up in these strange costumes. And Jim somehow was very attracted to this, and he loved the idea of gypsies and Native Americans. And he tried to sort of mix the story in with a sort of bit of a dream sequence, and then married to an R&B song, which wasn't quite an R&B or a blues song. So I'm not sure we knew exactly what we're doing, and sometimes we sort of got the balance wrong. It got too exotic, or we put too much of one element into the mix. Maybe we didn't always get it dead right, but it's certainly something that we were consciously trying to do. Up on our secret zoo from a pulling queen, and she could drink more wine than I'll ever see. She had some gypsy's blood thrown to her feet, and when that time was right, she said that I would meet my destiny. I traveled all the world to find a sign. I couldn't stop myself from having fun, and then one day I met
new live version of Pearly Queen from Steve Winwood's first release in over 10 years, The Greatest Hits Live. Traffic was an experiment in many ways, like the way in which Steve collaborated with Jim Capaldi to write the songs.
It was only later on, 1981, I then started to work with Will Jennings, and he was a real songwriter. I mean, Jim Capaldi and I had been writing songs, but we hadn't been writing songs the way people, the likes of Will Jennings, were writing songs. What we were doing was, we were writing songs, they were almost vehicles that we could jam, is the way we started to evolve our writing. And it was only later on that we actually realized, well, hang on, these people actually do this in probably a lot more sensible way. They sit down, they go into the office at 9 o'clock in the morning and say, right, let's think of a title, and I've got this little bit of this. And so, whereas we used to jam, and then at some point when I was with Jim Capaldi, he'd be playing drums, but he would have written a few lyrics down on a back of an envelope or something, and I'd stand them on the organ, and at some point I'd try and sing these words to what we were playing, and then we'd listen back to it, having recorded it, and said, well, that bit's good, that bit's not, and so let's put that bit with that bit, which is an odd way of actually writing songs. And that's how I was writing in Traffic with Jim Capaldi.
40,000 headmen couldn't make me change my mind. If I had to take the choice between the deaf man and the blind, and not just where my feet should go, well, that's enough for me. So I turned around and knocked them down and walked across the sea. Travel very far when suddenly I saw three small ships sailing up towards a distant shore. So letting up a cigarette, I followed in pursuit and found a secret cave where they all began to start selling. Oh, the headman on my train.
The mysterious 40,000 headmen from the new double Steve Winwood, The Greatest Hits Live.
Well, you guys are musicians. You just get out there and play something. You know, it'll be fine.
Find out who said that about whom when All Access returns in a moment.